Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar, where we pray to God, hear from Him, and receive divine direction for our daily living. Wake up to receive this message. First thing as you wake up, we make God happy. When we make Him the first priority as we wake up daily. Welcome to Tuesday, the ninth day in June, as usual. Open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen. I receive it. May God Almighty put His light on you. Let's do this morning. Put on your phone touch light and center the light on your own forehead as I speak. Light dispels darkness. Light gives direction. Light reveals hidden things. Light produces life and growth. Light brings joy and gladness. Light brings safety and protection. Light attracts favor and glory. Light brings attention. I prophesy. All these nine covenant virtues of light shall become your testimony. You shall not walk in darkness anymore the rest of your life. Darkness shall have no more power on you and your things. Your life will enjoy divine direction. The enemy will have no hiding place in your physical body, your home, your family, and your assignment. Receive gladness and joy as a way of life. You are divinely protected from dangers of this hour. God shall put visibility on you and on all you do. You shall no more be hidden. You shall not be obscure. God will put you and your children and your career on limelight. Receive it. I say receive it. Receive it. Now, let's take another prophetic action. Do this. If you can. If you cannot, do it later and play the message back. It is healing prayers. Now walk up to the wall in your room or wherever you are. Put your back against the wall. Remove your shoes and let the sole of your feet touch the floor, the carpet, or the ground. Your healing is coming now in Jesus' name. I command the wall and the ground on which you stand to swallow up all pains in your body. All afflictions and discomfort in your body system. Haven't you been told? Haven't you heard that this body is the temple of the Holy Ghost and God dwells in there? I therefore command whatever name you are called, whatever nature that's holding this body in bondage, out, out, out in Jesus' name. Be responding with Amen. I receive my healing. Doctor's care. Only God can cure. Through the power in the name of Jesus Christ and in the blood of Jesus Christ, you are healed. Say, Amen, I am healed. Say it seven times consecutively. Yes, confess it. Then walk away from the wall. Check your body system. Something has just dropped off you now. You are healed. Give God the glory. Start doing what you couldn't do before. Send in your testimonies later. June 9th celebrant. Your bad day prayers. Be blessed. Be lifted. Oh, you will enjoy a new lease of life. God and man, we bless you specially today for your bad day. Happy bad day. Listeners, let's run. First issue today. Good morning, Daddy. And my TPGF siblings. Daddy, I don't know what to do again. I have four children. And the first three are graduates. They have not been able to secure a good job. They have tried going abroad, but they were not given visas since 10 years ago that they have graduated. I have prayed, fasted, cried my heart out, and so battled seed. I don't know what else to do again. Daddy, please help me. I wish I could see you to pour out my whole heart. I am fed up and I am depressed. Wow. Please don't be depressed. You have done well by sending your children to school up to university level. Two things running in my mind now. What was their grade out of school? Were they 2-1 or 2-2 upper class student? If they are, then it is job that will be looking for them. They will not be looking for job. If it's so, and it is not your fault, if they didn't come out in flying colors, it is theirs. You can't attend lectures, read, be disciplined, be focused for them. Those are the virtues that make a student have 2-1 or 2-2 upper class. Number two, what did they read in the university? Today's graduate from university shouldn't be looking for job. They should be creating job. University education should not be a meal ticket. It should be a time for self-discovery to unearth their potentials in creative and productive industries. Come on, this is a high-tech driven world. Online this, online that. Let them wake up, connect to their colleagues that are doing great in our country all over, in Lagos, Port Harcourt, Abuja, Ibadan, all other big cities. Pray for them. Encourage them by buying for them my books titled Why People Are Poor and The Way Out of It, then The Story of My Life. Then let them read, digest, and practice what they read there. They are going abroad later. Will be not to hunt for job, but to further maybe training, conferences, and holidays. For my book, call our book officer, Bookie, on +234805-6434-758. This counsel is for all graduates and their parents. Obtain that book, read, digest, and apply. Your story will change. Next, our daddy, thank for all you do for us. My friend's daughter brought a suitor to her parents, though we, the parents, have no objections. The girl and her parents are committed members of a foremost Pentecostal church. The problem now is that the suitor came to inform his would-be in-laws that they want the marriage done outdoors. That means not in the church. The parent asked their daughter if he's already pregnant. She said no. The parent considered this a shame and vowed not to approve this arrangement for their first daughter, refusing to be joined in holy matrimony on the altar where they serve as high officers and occupy high position in the church. Sir, what is your advice for both the girl and her parent? It is very urgent, sir. May God bless you for offering yourself for this uncommon service to humanity. Wow, I'm grateful for your kind words for me. Truth be told, if their daughter and the suitor are not hiding something, why will they refuse a church wedding where the parents are elders and high officers in the church? Let the girl be taken for pregnancy test. Something is wrong somewhere. And if the young man is the one insisting this arrangement, then it's not worthy to marry their daughter. He will take her out of church and out of Christ and Christianity later after the marriage. That's my take. Listeners, give your own advice and your counsel. Let it reach me within 24 hours. We will build more on this tomorrow. The No More Delay service in Ikeja, Lagos is this Friday, June 12th, which is a public holiday from 8 a.m. Be there. It is Democracy Day. No More Delay in Lagos is once in a year. If you miss it this time, then till next year. Now, come, prepare to pray, to be anointed, to be ministered to. All delays will end. Bring testimony from previous No More Delay experiences. We want to hear what God has done. Living Spring Chapel centers across the nation will serve as viewing center. Please go there and join. Now, list out all areas of delays in your life. Come and stand in the gap for your children and your loved ones. Bring documents. And then list all the points and bring document as point of contact. You come and invite others. Now, same way, TPGF UK conference in Manchester is counting down Friday and Saturday, June 19 and 20. TPGF members and listeners in UK, in Europe, and all other adjoining cities, pray and plan to attend. All TPGF members and listeners in Nigeria, in Africa, in America, that have your loved ones in UK, please encourage them to attend. For more inquiries, chat, SMS, or call any of these two numbers. Adeola on 074-111-28401. Franklin on 0791-789-7088. We also need volunteers to serve as ushers, protocols, registration officers, and counselors at the center. Volunteers, please call any of the two numbers and register. Then, listeners, pay your tithe, Sow your seed, battle, thanksgiving, partnership, commitment seed, and the seed of 66666 we are sowing this month. Do as God gives you the grace. Victory seed also, 5,005 naira. Do our its equivalent from wherever you are. TPGF members and listeners, please do not agitate and frown and complain when we are calling for tithe and various seeds. To start with, it is our seed and tithe and sacrifice that made the work of God to go on around the whole world. Number two, financial doors are open for us when we pay our tithe and sow our seed and make sacrifice. It is divine, and then it is voluntary. I understand that many people are still coming up and struggling, and the economic situation is also tough around the world. Yes, I understand. But despite that, the work of God must go on, and then our own life too must prosper. Tithing, seed sowing, making sacrifice, and complying with all the principles we daily teach here is what will make it happen. So do as God gives you the grace. And pray also. God will bless you. Now I'm trusting God for TPGM members and listeners all over the world. God will build you up so financially that you become a major gospel kingdom sponsor without struggle or stress. All say amen. I receive it. May God's grace be strong on you. May the power of God envelope you. All this prayer we daily pray, the one you pray for yourself, shall be testimonies of your life. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. TPGF, answer me, truly blessed. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.